Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Jacqueline Grace, the General Manager of the Tropicana in Atlantic City. Jackie, it's great to see you. We had such a great time last summer when we saw each other at the reopening of Boogie Nights, and I'm really glad that we could get together here.
Thank you, and likewise. We're really looking forward to the conversation. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So let's start with, you've been at the Tropicana now for about 2 years. What's been the most important thing you've learned since you've been on board there?
You know, my first 2 years at the Tropicana have been dynamic, to say the least.
For sure.
You know, I started shortly after the Eldorado and Caesars merger, right? And smack dab in the midst of a pandemic. So there have been lots of complexities in addition to managing an already complex operation, you know, all along the way. You know, we've been really busy on everything from integrating casino systems to reimagining our food and beverage footprint to driving employee engagement. You know, that said, it has also been really fun. And if I had to, you know, identify like one of the most important things I've learned, you know, it really is about the pride of this Tropicana team, right? This team has lived through a lot, you know, the ebbs and flows of the market of Atlantic City and then of Tropicana in particular. We celebrated our 40-year anniversary back in November, and we had 54 day one team members. And that's a big number in my
that
mind,
is.
Like 54 people who were here when the doors opened, and quite a few, like, you know, not so far behind them. And what I really learned, what was most important, is how passionate and dedicated this team is to the Tropicana. It really, people often use the word family to describe it, and it really is that. And so as you think about all of the things and challenges that we've navigated over the last 2 years, I think we were able to do so as well as we did because of the pride, the dedication, and the commitment of the team. So I'm grateful to be here.
That's true. And Tropicana has such a great history. And the leaders of the Tropicana went on to become really, you know, leaders in corporate gaming, people like Jack Galloway, Virginia McDowell, Jim Perry. I mean, the list goes on and on. So, you know, the history of the Tropicana is really a rich history in terms of leadership.
Absolutely.
So you had the disadvantage of starting during the pandemic. How difficult was it for you to kind of navigate your way out of that?
Yeah, so it was indeed a bit challenging to start, you know, at a property during the pandemic. And here's what I'll say, the easy part, and I'm putting air quotes around easy, the easy part was kind of implementing all of the health and safety protocols that were required at the time, right? Now, again, by no means was that easy work. There was a lot of heavy lifting involved, but the team did a fantastic job with prioritizing the health and safety of our guests and, you know, of their fellow team members. So I'm particularly proud of that. The more difficult work in my mind was navigating through and managing the morale of the team. So given the impact on people's personal lives, everybody was affected in one way or another outside of work, you know, as well as the impact on the business and seeing the volumes be what they, you know, what they were or not, if you will. It all felt heavy at times. So that said, you know, I really focused on two things, you know, and trying to get the message out to the team about two things, like control what you can control, and then practicing gratitude. And I think that went a long way with helping us like ride that wave and then come through on the other side a stronger and even more resilient team.
Sure, no question about it. So another leader I didn't mention in that intro there was Dennis Gomes. Dennis was a mentor to me as well as many other people in the industry. One of the things he did at the Tropicana when he was leading the Tropicana was to build a quarter. So, you know, the retail and the dining and entertainment section of the hotel. How important is that to the success of the Tropicana?
The quarter is incredibly important to the success of the property. So, you know, what makes the Tropicana particularly special is that we indeed have something for everyone, right? With over 15 restaurants, 20 shops, 15 bars and lounges between the quarter and the property, like there's so much variety here. And the lion's share of those options are really located at the quarter. So the quarter gives us an opportunity to, you know, really attract a pretty diverse crowd, right? And folks who are just looking to do everything from gaming or folks who may or may not be interested in gaming, but they want to have a good meal. They want to, you know, have a great drink. They want to have some fun. They want to do some shopping. So it really allows us to like diversify our offering and thus attract the really diverse clientele.
Sure. So you just announced a bunch of new food and beverage outlets and entertainment outlets. How are they going to fit into your current mix?
Yeah, so I mean, we're so excited about the new food and beverage concepts. The additions are, you know, part of the Caesars Entertainment commitment to invest $400 million, right, into its Atlantic City resorts by 2023. And so, you know, building on the Tropicana success over the last 4 decades, we are really thrilled, you know, to expand our offerings. And we are offering and introducing an unparalleled 8 new concepts throughout the rest of the year. So, you know, kind of going through them, Wild Honey Smokehouse and Tavern is meant to be like a barbecue restaurant, which is great because that I think we had a big opportunity. If you think about the Atlantic City food scene, you know, a big opportunity to introduce barbecue here. Asu Japanese Tavern is a modern, you know, Japanese tavern experience and is going to reopen in the space that was formerly occupied by Okachi. So, very similar menu, very similar experience. Lots of people loved that. And so happy to bring that back. Introducing a Hash House of Go-Go, which is really, really twisted farm food and really fun crafted cocktails. A Hash House does really well for us in Las Vegas and think it's going to do the same here in Atlantic City. Purple Zebra is going to be a daiquiri bar that is located right off the boardwalk. So if you're on the beach or walking down a boardwalk, great way to make a pit stop and get an amazing, refreshing frozen drink. Gin Rickey's is going to be in the quarter, and that will be a kind of live music sing-along bar. So another really fun entertainment concept. And then the Roy Social Hall also in the quarter. Think about it as a beer garden, you know, kind of meets adult rec room, right? Like adult participatory game. So really, a really unique concept of something that I think will be destinational and attract folks to the Tropicana. And then the last two, taking Il Verde, which, you know, as we know, is ranked as one of our top overall restaurants, like in Atlantic City, according to OpenTable, and has you know, fan favorites, if you will, and then moving it to a great location that has oceanfront views and a bigger space so we can accommodate more people, and then backfilling Il Verde with Hoffman and Cork, which will be, you know, an intimate, small, you know, bar and lounge, which will focus on craft cocktails. So you put all of that stuff together and really excited to be able to introduce like really new concepts and refresh our food and beverage footprint.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like they're going to be a great addition to your current lineup. Do you have a buffet anymore?
Hash House of Go-Go is going to go into where the buffet space was located.
And that's kind of a buffet type of style anyway. There's so many options on that menu.
I mean, it's definitely large portion
Oh,
sizes, I'll
yes.
tell you that.
Piles of food, that's for sure.
Piles of food. You won't leave hungry.
No. So, how about the rooms and suites? Has attention been paid to them?
Yeah, you know, while we have not executed on any hotel renovations since my arrival, I can assure you that that's on the radar, and we will be exploring that in the near future.
Okay, great. A couple of years ago, you also bought the Chelsea, which was a boutique hotel down the boardwalk, a couple of blocks there, well, 1 block really. Have you connected with that? With that? With the? I know there's a bridge you're gonna make. You build. Is that connected now?
Yeah, that's absolutely connected. So there's a bridge that will take you from, you know, the main property over to the Chelsea. And so it's incorporated into the facility just like the rest of the towers. You know, when I think about the Chelsea, you know, I really think it's an opportunity to like be in Atlantic City, yet feel as if you're away from it all, if you really want to be, right? So to speak. So with the Chelsea Tower, we also have the Chelsea 5 Gastro Pub as a great dining option. And there's the Chelsea Spa and the pool as also options for rest and relaxation. So you could feasibly stay at the Chelsea and have an entire experience there without leaving.
Sure. I mean, that's a great rooftop pool, and one of my favorite breakfast places in town is Gilcrest. So,
Yes.
we're
Love the blueberry pancakes.
Yes, you've got that all covered for sure. So, what's the status of the sports book? I know it's changed to Caesars now. Has that been relocated or upgraded at all?
Sportsbook is exactly where it was before. The sportsbook was relatively new for all intents and
Right.
purposes, so it's really a really fantastic spot, and it's doing amazing, better than ever. March Madness is really strong, and you know we continue to see you know really great visitation to the sportsbook. So you know we continue to be happy with that
Right.
space.
So I mentioned Boogie Nights. How do you work with my friend Dave Pena to make that the success that it is? I mean, it's so exciting. It's everybody has fun when they're in that space.
Oh, I love Boogie Nights so much. It makes me so happy. And Dave Pena really is a great partner. You know, he's creative, He has wonderful ideas, and he's consistently focusing on doing things bigger and better. So it's wonderful to work with Pena, and you know, we do look forward to that continued partnership with him.
And he does have a lot of energy, that's for sure.
Oh, lots of energy and lots of ideas. He has a main idea he doesn't like, but you know, we love that because he keeps us on our toes and keeps thinking about ways we can do things different and better. So it's really great.
So how about other entertainment options at the property?
Yeah, you know, that's the beauty of the quarter, right? We're talking about all the different options of the quarter, you know, nightclubs and lounges such as Anthem and Kiss Kiss and Planet Rose are fan favorites. You know, we also have the Tropicana Showroom, right? Where, you know, entertainment is back and in full swing. So there really is something to do for everyone from an entertainment perspective.
Sure. And that's one of the best showrooms in town, I think. It's just, it seats so many people, but it's still kind of intimate at the same time. And I love, I've been to several boxing matches there. It's good, great for entertainment, but it's also great for those sporting events.
Yeah. That's exactly right. We've had some of those sporting events, Ring of Combat. We had one towards the end of last year in the fall. We have some more coming up this year. So, you know, if you like those types of sporting events, we'll have those there. And, you know, we've had great shows in that space since reopening the showroom after COVID, you know, including the likes of Babyface and Slash. And, you know, we have more of the same coming up this year. So we have the Masked Singer coming up, Mike Epps, was just recently announced, Alice Cooper, and we'll continue to source, you know, different acts for the room as the year progresses.
Yeah, that sounds like a great lineup just to begin with. So I'm looking forward to see what else you get in there. Yeah. So the Tropicana also has some great meeting and convention space. I mean, you've got some big ballrooms and like nice, comfortable meeting rooms. How's that? Is that coming back now?
It is. And we're thrilled to see that. So, you know, really kind of the earlier part of the year, we started seeing more groups coming back. And so, you know, it's nice to have the property, you know, full on the midweek, right, of groups and conventions, you know, and as well on the weekend. So it's definitely coming back, and we're starting to see that gain even more traction as the year progresses.
Yeah, no question. And you just announced overall for Caesars Atlantic City properties this great solar energy type of thing that you're introducing at all the properties. And then there's an element at Tropicana as well. How's that going to work for you guys?
Yeah, so as you indicated, all three of us are getting solar panels. And, you know, it's really a part of not only Atlantic City's commitment, but the company's commitment, you know, to environmental sustainability efforts. So, you know, we will break ground on that soon. And again, just excited to be able to demonstrate our commitment in that way.
Yeah, no question. I think that's important. So when El Dorado took over Caesars, they adjusted the Total Rewards, now Caesars Rewards program, quite a bit. Some customers have been a little critical of that, but I think this is the old corporate structure here. How do you explain that to people that come on there?
Yeah, you know, yeah, there has been some changes, right? As we integrated Tropicana into the Caesars Rewards network over the last year, and it was quite a tremendous undertaking. So I am actually really grateful to our team for doing an incredible job on that. You know, overall, I'd say these changes are overwhelmingly positive, and you know, I hope our customers would agree. The Caesars Rewards has been and still is the most prominent, you know, loyalty players club in the country. And here in Atlantic City, we can now offer our guests more ways to earn, more ways to redeem rewards. You know, they have more choices and, you know, more ways to win. So, you know, not only is the experience the best of what AC has to offer, right, at the Tropicana, Caesars, and, you know, at Harrah's, but also by being a part of Caesars Rewards, you know, we have the opportunity to offer our customers really great gaming and entertainment experiences across the country, you know, at some of our other destinations, including Las Vegas, Lake Tahoe, and New Orleans. So, you know, while it has been a change, again, Caesars Rewards you know, consistently is voted the number one players club in the country. And, you know, we are proud of it. We really do think we have a best in class loyalty program, you know, and we'll continue to be that.
And players can earn points by their non-gaming spend as well, correct?
Yep. They absolutely can. And so if you think about all of the new amenities that we have coming to the market that we just indicated, and not only at the Tropicana, by the way, but think about some of the great things that are going to come to Caesars, like Nobu and Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen and, you know, things of that nature. Like, you, that being a part of Caesars Rewards now unlocks all of that for our guests. And so sure. I trust that everyone's excited about that as well.
Sure. Well, you know, you were talking about your team. I've noticed just in some of the videos I've seen of you, as well as in person, I mean, they really respond to you. You've really, really made a connection with them. Is there a formula you use to do that, or is this just your regular personality?
That's just my regular personality. No, you know, I start with looking as my primary job is really being one of service. You know, I'm here to serve our team members, you know, to ensure that we're creating a workplace where everyone feels valued, respected, appreciated. You know, they believe that they can reach both their personal and professional goals, whatever those are. I'm here to serve our guests, right, to ensure that they have a memorable experience. You know, and, you know, I'm here to serve the community and, you know, to ensure that we are great corporate citizens and that we are pouring into the areas where we live and work, you know, with our time, our talent, and our treasure. So I'd say the starting point is there, really coming from a place of service. You know, more specifically, our team members, they just want to feel heard, right? So I'm also really deliberate in creating opportunities to get direct feedback from them. So whether it's sitting in the employee dining room, taking questions, we're setting up roundtables for supervisors mm-hmm. and managers. You know, I make myself available to hear from them and to connect with them and just find ways to, you know, communicate as much as possible. And I think that goes a long way with creating an engaged workforce.
Sure, absolutely. Opening up those lines of communication is always the way to do it.
Absolutely.
So like me, you started your career in Atlantic City. How gratifying is it for you to actually be leading one of the top properties in the city at this point?
Yeah. So, you know, my gaming career, you know, did indeed start here in Atlantic City. You know, it's where I cut my teeth into business, as they say, right? And established, you know, long-lasting relationships that I do enjoy today. And, you know, coming back, it really was a full circle moment to return to Atlantic City as the general manager of such an amazing property here in the market. So, you know, to that point, it really was gratifying. You know, I also think about the many team members who see me and are just like inspired by, you know, my being here. And I'll tell you like a quick funny story, you know, related to that. So, you know, when I first started in the industry, whenever that was, and at the time I was like a lowly intern, right, working at Bally's Atlantic City. And there was this woman, an African-American woman who worked on our environmental services team. And you know, she could have easily been my grandma, right? So she came up to me, she told me how proud of me she was. She didn't know me, she didn't know who I was, she didn't know my name, right? She didn't know me from a hole in the wall. I was just an intern. Yeah. But you know, she saw that I was someone who looked like her and I was wearing a suit. And okay. You know, wearing a suit signaled that I was in management somehow. Right. And that was enough for her, right? Mm-hmm. You know, she wasn't the first nor the last like person to respond to me in that way. And I've had team members from all backgrounds, you know, even today, like respond to me similarly. So it is gratifying to know that, again, not only this is where I started my career, but that just like my presence here is inspiring and aspirational for some of my team members from like all walks of life. And sure. So that's, I carry a sense of pride and gratification really on behalf of my team for like sure. What that means.
Okay, great. So just a couple of years ago, there were four women leaders of casinos in Atlantic City. You're the only one left now. Is that a reflection of just, you know, kind of corporate changes, promotions and things of that nature? Or are you concerned that it might be a lack of a return of a lack of respect for the women's roles in the gaming industry?
I mean, I'd say absolutely the former and not the latter. You know, I would attribute it to the natural progression and transition of careers and internal movement. You know, particularly given in this industry, right, where the model includes mobility of strong leaders. As I indicated, I worked at 7 properties in 3 different markets and I moved 4 times in 12 years. So each of those moves were successive and that really were kind of part of my growth. But I will speak to Caesars Entertainment in particular, because I have to tell you, I'm proud of the commitment that the leadership has made around diversity and inclusion. You know, the company, Caesars, set really aggressive targets to increase the representation of women on a path to achieve gender equity. We've said, and we've been public about that, we've set a goal of 50% of management roles to be held by women within both the mid-level and senior leadership populations by 2025.
Sure.
And since the merger in 2020, the number of women general managers at Caesars has doubled. So our leadership team has already demonstrated their commitment to this, and you know, I look forward to more of that in the future.
Sure, and one of the women who was with you, Carrie, is now leading the Caesars properties in Northern Nevada. So that was definitely a promotion for her, and she's
certainly
deserves it. She's a hard worker and a great representation for the company.
That's exactly right. Who doesn't love Lake Tahoe?
That's right. We love it, definitely. All right, just one more question. What's your outlook for the summer season? I get the impression it's going to be very busy and very active.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic one. So, you know, we're continuing to see pent-up demand. Guests returning to the market. So, you know, we're expecting to have a great summer as far as visitation is concerned. You know, given our super obvious, but like given our location on the boardwalk with the amazing beach and the Atlantic Ocean in our backyard, you know, along with all of the happenings in the quarter, as we talked about, the Tropicana really is an ideal destination. You know, then you add the opening of the food and beverage outlets we discussed, namely Wild Honey, Asu, and Purple Zebra will be opening this summer, along with some of the summer staples, the beach concerts, the air show, and, you know, really expect to be rocking and rolling all summer long.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there this summer, and maybe we can get together at some point and you know, catch up, because you know, I'm excited, and congratulations on what you've done at the Tropicana, and I'm sure you're going to lead it to greater heights this summer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I do look forward to catching up. So when you're in town, let me know.
I'll do that. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. Visit IGT.com for more information. To learn more about the market in Atlantic City and the Caesars properties there, visit GGBMagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast. Nonstop thrills meet massive jackpots. IGT's wide area progressives draw a crowd on every floor with the well-known brands like Wheel of Fortune slots and Megabucks. IGT's newest game, Money Mania, is based off player favorites Cleopatra and Pharaoh's Fortune. Money Mania brings the excitement with a fast-hitting wide area progressive jackpot. Give your players what they came for with the top performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. Visit IGT.com for more details. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. Visit IGT.com for more information. To learn more about the market in Atlantic City and the Caesars properties there, visit GGBMagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at GGBNews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.